But today we hear of Luke's Sermon on the Plain, which is similar to the Sermon on the Mount that we hear in the Gospel of Matthew. And this sermon contains the Beatitudes, which we might be very familiar with because we hear them pretty often. And I just learned something new as I was reading some commentary this week, that this Sermon of the Beatitudes that we hear in Luke was a sermon that Jesus probably gave at various locations in his ministry as he walked around. That he, when he went to town, he gave a similar sermon on the Beatitudes, which explains then why Luke's version, if you compare the two, is a little different than Matthew's, because the writers heard the same sermon in different locations. Which, learning that actually gave me some relief, because it means that even Jesus repeated at times his own homilies. And so while I will try not to, if I happen to repeat a story or theme in a homily, just remember that Jesus did that too. So I'm following his lead. But the Beatitudes we hear about cannot be understood without first understanding the theme that exists within them, which is the word that connects them and repeats in each one of them. Blessed or blessed. And to be blessed or blessed means to be like God. And so the Beatitudes are the roadmap Jesus gives us of how to be like God. Which, when heard and read in this context, the Beatitudes take on this new perspective and, in fact, deeply challenge us. Because, as we heard, many of the Beatitudes are things that we often don't want to be. And yet we find out that that's what God is. And to demonstrate this, I want to focus on the very first Beatitude that we hear. And that is, blessed are the poor. If to be blessed and blessed is to be like God, then Jesus is telling us that to be like God is to be poor. But how, in fact, is God poor? Well, to understand this, I think we must consider what it means to be the opposite. What does it mean to be rich? And to be rich, in many ways, is to have a reserve or reserves of a particular resource. The more reserves one has, whether that be money, capital, etc., the more one is rich. And to be poor, then, is to not have such reserves. In fact, it's to have no reserves at all. Now, what does it mean, then, that God is not rich, but poor? Doesn't mean anything that necessarily has to do with money. It means that we have a God who doesn't hold back. That God does not carry reserves of anything. He gives us everything. God is poor because he gives us the richness that he has, his very life and his very love. So the poverty of God is a, if I can say it in this way, a self-inflicted poverty. It is a chosen poverty. One in which he gives up his richness, his reserves, for us. We see this at Christmas when he gives up the richness of heaven to be born in that grubby stable in Bethlehem. We see this on the cross when he gives up the richness of his life to die for us. That God does not love us from his reserves of love. He loves us to the very point of becoming poor. He gives us all of his love. An image that kind of, I think, is very appropriate for today and comes to mind for me is parents who go to bed exhausted every night after caring for their children. Every day they give up the richness of their wants, their desires, their energy, and they give that to their children. That parents, by the end of the day, their exhaustion is a sign of them becoming poor out of love for their children. that they held nothing back for them. To be poor in Jesus' eyes, then, is not an outward poverty that is thrust upon us, but a poverty in which we willingly take it on, to not hold back for fear that those reserves will be depleted. And that's really hard. I know that's a fear I have, is I'm almost scared to love too much, because what happens when I'm empty, when those reserves I built up are gone? Yet to be like God is to go to bed poor in our exhaustion from all the good that we have done for the day. To go to bed being able to say, I have loved well today, because I have no reserves of love left to give. I've exhausted it all. I go to bed poor in love, because I gave it all, and I did not hold back. This is what it means to be blessedly poor, to be poor like God. How can we do this? How can we choose to be poor in our life, to have the poverty of God? Who can we love without reserve? Maybe it's that person that we simply can't stand. We find ourselves holding that love back for other people, that we keep love in reserves because they're not good enough for our love, or we save that love for those people that we like. Choose to become poor by loving them, by expending that love towards them. Maybe becoming poor does look somewhat with monetary donations. Increasing donations to the parish school and the CSA, which we just heard about. Prudently, of course, don't want you to actually become impoverished because of that. But to choose to become poor by maybe not having those extra reserves for some non-essential comforts that we enjoy. I have to admit that in the past, I haven't given to CSA. This year, I'm going to do that. Maybe we can cut that part of the live stream out that I didn't give last year. Archbishop's going to be calling me. But this year I'm going to, donate and do that for myself. Becoming poor may look like spending the reserves of time that we've built up during the day, volunteering at the parish or our community, visiting homebound family and friends, maybe spending those reserves of time in prayer. Let us, each of us, consider how we can be like God and love without reserve, not out of the reserve of our richness, but as he does with everything. Let us choose as he does to be poor, and we too then shall be called blessed, because the kingdom of God will be ours.